Shining a light on nursing home realities, Vertical Bar Patrick Kelly, Hoboken. Nursing homes intend to be places of comfort, care, and safety for our elderly, loved ones. However, behind closed doors, some residents may experience a darker reality. It's a heartbreaking truth that affects countless individuals, including vulnerable seniors, who deserve nothing yet compassion and respect. In this blog, Patrick Kelly Hoboken will shed some light on these dark realities and emphasize the importance of vigilance and action in protecting the seniors. What is nursing home abuse? Nursing home abuse encompasses a wide range of mistreatment, neglect, and harm inflicted upon residents of long-term care facilities. This abuse can take numerous forms, each with its own devastating consequences, from physical violence to emotional manipulation. Nursing home abuse violates the rights and dignity of elderly individuals who rely on these facilities for their well-being. The 8 common types of nursing home abuse. Physical abuse. This type of abuse involves the intentional infliction of physical harm or injury on a nursing home resident. It may include hitting, pushing, restraining, or inappropriate use of medications or restraints to control behavior. Victims of physical abuse often suffer from bruises, fractures, or other visible injuries. Emotional abuse. Emotional abuse involves verbal attacks, threats, intimidation, or isolation intended to degrade, humiliate, or control the resident. Caregivers or staff members may belittle, criticize, or manipulate residents, leading to emotional distress, anxiety, and depression. Sexual abuse. Sexual abuse occurs when a resident is subjected to unwanted sexual contact, coercion, or harassment by staff members, caregivers, or other residents. This reprehensible act violates the resident's bodily autonomy and can have long-lasting psychological and emotional effects. Neglect. Neglect occurs when caregivers fail to provide adequate care, supervision, or assistance to meet the resident's basic needs, such as food, hydration, hygiene, or medical attention. Neglected residents may suffer from malnutrition, dehydration, pressure sores, or untreated medical conditions. Financial exploitation. Financial exploitation involves the unauthorized use or theft of a resident's funds, assets, or property for personal gain. Caregivers or staff members may manipulate residents into signing over assets, forge signatures, or misuse credit cards, leading to financial losses and instability. Medication mismanagement. This type of abuse occurs when medications are improperly administered, withheld, or overprescribed to residents. Caregivers may neglect to follow prescribed dosages, leading to adverse drug reactions, overdoses, or untreated medical conditions. Psychological abuse. Psychological abuse involves the use of psychological tactics to control, manipulate, or instill fear in a nursing home resident. This may include gaslighting, threats, intimidation, or isolation, resulting in emotional trauma and distress. Environmental abuse. Environmental abuse involves unsafe or unsanitary living conditions within nursing homes, which compromise residents' health and well-being. This may include inadequate heating or cooling, poor hygiene practices, pest infestations, or hazardous living environments. Patrick Kelly Hoboken stresses the importance of maintaining clean, safe, and comfortable living conditions for nursing home residents. Addressing nursing home abuse. The role of Patrick Kelly Hoboken in combating nursing home abuse. It's crucial to have advocates who are dedicated to protecting the rights and well-being of elderly residents. One such advocate is Patrick Kelly Hoboken, whose commitment to elder justice and accountability has made a significant impact in the field. Through his advocacy efforts, he works tirelessly to raise awareness, support victims, and hold negligent parties accountable for their actions. Conclusion. Nursing home abuse is a pervasive and deeply troubling issue that demands our attention and action. By recognizing the common types of abuse and understanding their devastating effects, we can work together to create safer, more compassionate environments for our elderly, loved ones. With advocates like Patrick Kelly Hoboken leading the charge, we can strive to ensure that every nursing home resident receives the care, respect, and dignity they deserve.